The Iowa caucuses are less than 2 months away, and today the leader of Iowa's most powerful evangelical group announced he's backing Senator Ted Cruz for the Republican presidential nomination. Evangelical Christians have historically turned out big in Iowa's caucuses. Clay Masters of Iowa Public Radio has more.
After courting many presidential candidates, Bob Vanderplaats made up his mind. The head of the conservative Christian group, The Family Leader, stood in the rotunda of the Iowa Capitol to announce that Ted Cruz had earned his endorsement.
Not only will he be very, very strong here in Iowa, we believe he'll be strong in the early states, and we believe he can be the nominee to take on and to defeat Hillary Clinton and the leftist agenda.
Vanderplaats' support is coveted in Iowa. He endorsed former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum in 2012 and was the state chair for former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee in 2008. Both would go on to win the Iowa Republican caucuses, but did not become the party's nominee those years. Vanderplaats says he called Republican frontrunner Donald Trump yesterday to break the news.
But he still considers me a dear friend, as I consider him a dear friend. And I told Mr. Trump, I said, he has brought a lot of value to this race. Matter of fact, this race is completely different because of Mr. Trump.
Cruz has courted Iowa evangelicals since he entered the race. At a family leader forum last month, Cruz said the country's religious liberties are under attack.
But at the same time, I'm proud to defend both the definition of marriage, the union of one man and one woman that was ordained by God, and the religious liberty of those who believe in a biblical definition of marriage not being persecuted by their government.
It's the latest high-profile endorsement for Cruz in Iowa, and it comes as many caucus-goers are still weighing their options. As one respected pollster here in Iowa put it this week, anything can happen and will. For NPR News, I'm Clay Masters in Des Moines.